this week on Jaguars Weekend. After a tough loss at home to the Texans, the Jags are back on the road for a showdown in Motown. We sit down with Gus Bradley for a preview. And November is Salute to Service Month in the NFL, right along with the Jaguars as they honor those who serve. All that and more ahead on Jaguars Weekend.
This is Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. Building the American dream, one home at a time. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by Cadillac.
Football's extremely important to him. Extremely important. I don't know if he's got a lot of other things other than football right now. And he seems to think about it a lot and wondering, you know, driven, how can he improve and what can he do to help this team?
With seven games to go, getting the quarterback going, Blake Bortles. That's priority number one for the Jags down the stretch. And welcome into Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. J.P. Shadrick with you. Another week, another similar script for the Jaguars and a loss to the Houston Texans. A couple of early turnovers were key on offense. The Jags, for the fifth straight game on defense, didn't have any takeaways, and the special teams had their issues. But it's now time to wipe all that away, move forward to the NFC North division leading Detroit Lions this week in the Motor City. After another difficult loss, the Jaguars got back in the film room Monday to take a look at how to improve.
You know, when we're battling through this right now, you appreciate that we have really good effort. But we're always going to strive for that. I think energy, it feeds off of one another. And, you know, I just want to make sure it's there, especially when it's needed.
Early turnovers doomed the Jags, and they couldn't climb out of the early hole against their division rivals.
There's a lot of good things that we've done in the past 2 weeks that have been overshadowed by not winning the game, you know. So I think it's important to not miss that stuff and to recognize that. But you know, ultimately, we all know that's our goal. And in order to do that, we got to cut down the turnovers.
This week, the Jags D will try to snap a 5-game streak without a takeaway.
We got to pressure the quarterback. You know, continue to do that just so we have some errant throws. And you know, we just got to be more ball aware in tackle situations with the second guy in. Punching and ripping and getting at it. So it's been a point of emphasis, and we've got to continue to stress it.
Team effort on defense to get takeaways, a team effort on Jaguars Weekend. Brian Sexton, John Osier with us now. To the takeaway point here, it's got to happen somehow. How do you go get more?
Well, I'm a broken record on it. I think you get a lead, and I think you get a pass rush, and then you get disruption on the quarterback. I don't know that it automatically has to happen without that. Barring that, you get lucky.
You can't get more until you get the first one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that, and we've always heard, I mean, for years and years, they come in bunches.
They come in bunches when you're ahead.
Well, I would agree.
That's my thing, right? Yeah.
But you can't have a bunch. You can't even have two until you get one. And, I mean, the play in Kansas City was, I just shook my head. I mean, that was your chance to get a turnover and ruin the story. And it looked like the Keystone Cops at that particular moment. You're thinking, okay, can they get out of their own way? And that's the key. Get out of your own way and let the ball come to you and grab it when it comes there.
Yeah, pretty much well said. The last takeaway for the Jags in London, Yannick Ngakoue's interception off Andrew Luck. On the other side, Blake Bortles has the numbers. Better on third down the last couple of weeks, but just the pinpoint precision is not quite there in a lot of places.
I mean, I've talked about this. His accuracy has long been a concern as far as I am concerned, because it's just not what he does. He throws the ball up well, or at least he had thrown the ball up well. Yeah. But Allen Robinson, you know, his arms are so long, he's such a big guy, he can go get it. Well, we saw last week that throwing the ball to a receiver on the run is not his particular skill set. I don't know how you fix that, but in the offseason, I put a target on somebody, and all I do is throw it in that direction. That's where he's going to gain accuracy, is learning to throw that pinpoint pass.
Well, and you hope whatever work that I'm sure he will do in terms of mechanics fixes that. In the short term, the thing that he can improve is cutting down the very avoidable turnover. If it's not going to be accuracy, okay, maybe that's not going to happen this year. But the pick six the other way, the ones where you're not pressured and throw interceptions, right now that's what he can improve on in the short term.
No matter when he does it, it takes intense work. Intense. I mean, over and over and over, like a guy with his golf swing trying to perfect it, it's got to become muscle memory for him.
We'll see what happens. Seven games to go here in 2016, and there's more ahead on Jaguars Weekend. We sit down with head coach Gus Bradley for a closer look at Lions veteran quarterback Matthew Stafford. and an inside look at the Jaguars' salute to service. And with the weather cooling down, how about some buffalo chili to warm you up on game day grub? That's all coming up, but first a closer look at former Jags cornerback Aaron Beasley on Classic Jags, presented by Lexus.
Tom Coughlin could see after one season that his offense was on its way. His defense, on the other hand, was a work in progress. In 1996, he drafted Aaron Beasley in the third round. He provided the energy that the defense needed.
Turns left and throws, and it's picked off Aaron Beasley.
I guarantee you Dave Caldwell would like to have Aaron Beasley right now in his prime. You know, a defensive back with ball skills, that has coverage skills, that has a personality that makes a locker room better. You know, taking Aaron Beasley all day long.
Bees was probably the most underrated good player on those 96 and 99 teams. And he had a good knack for getting interceptions. He had a good knack for making plays.
Beasley was a hardworking guy who got the most out of his abilities.
You know, when they drafted him, they got exactly what they were thinking. He's not a superstar by any means, but a very consistent guy that could get the job done. You didn't have to worry about it.
I had some couple memorable plays in history. I don't know, you know, I don't think he rose to the level of a great cornerback by any means, but he was a very solid cornerback for most of his years with the Jaguars.
People probably still remember Beasley as a guy fighting for his place on the field. But in reality, he was one of the best at his position in Jaguars history.
We're going to kick it off, use our timeouts, and get this ball back with no timeouts, okay? So get rested up, get hydrated, get ready to go win this game, okay? Good job.
Rallying the offensive line, O-line coach Doug Marrone. Check out the full Sounds of the Game feature on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. The Detroit Lions are next for the Jaguars, and they've climbed out of an early hole. They are hot right now, and a big reason is because of the quarterback, the veteran Matthew Stafford. Let's take a closer look at him on film. Jeff Loggeman's weekly visit with head coach Gus Bradley is presented by Cadillac.
Gus, this week, the Detroit Lions, it might be the most quarterback-centric football team that I've seen this year that you guys will face.
You know what? I've had an opportunity over the course of time to really go against him, and he's a very, very talented quarterback. You see him, he's got arm strength, great deal of confidence, just like the rep that you have here on the goal line to go empty in the goal line situation.
Yeah, and here's Matt Stafford with his offense with empty, first and goal at the one, and they just come out throwing the ball right away and to one heck of a receiver that you know very well.
Yeah, you know what? And they have a chance here. He makes an audible based on his look right there. The Vikings give him a certain look. He knows right where he wants to go with the ball. Hits Bolden right here, just inside the end zone, enough for a touchdown.
And I noticed in this game that Stafford had a spat on his ankle that he didn't start the game with, but he's had to buy a week to heal. Here's another one. Empty. This is a 2nd and 10. By Matt Stafford, and this is one heck of a throw to Eric Ebron, the tight end.
Well, here you get a chance to see his arm strength. It gets there in a hurry. You know, it's a flat route right there. Ebron gets a chance to catch it, turn up field, and get some extra yards. But, you know, he's got a lot of zip behind the ball. He can make those tight window throws with a lot of accuracy.
And another guy that you know very well. This is actually in overtime. Here's a 3rd and 8. And Matt Stafford is working the offense, got experience, I think 8th year in the National Football League. Golden Tate here at the bottom.
Well, this is a great example of what he can do. You see at the line of scrimmage, they got all the linebackers up in the gaps. He makes a check at the line of scrimmage, knows what he's going to do with the ball. Both him and Golden are on the same page, makes another great throw. Golden Tate, phenomenal receiver, phenomenal competitor. Having a chance to be with him in Seattle, and I know those two really work well together.
And I paused it here because of the timing. He's throwing that ball before Golden Tate is turned around.
Right.
It's great anticipation.
That is. That's a lot. That takes a lot of time to get that type of anticipation and trust in your teammate.
And here is another 3rd and 8. This is the game winner.
Well, this shows really Golden's personality on the field. You know, another great timing play. The Vikings look like they're in pretty good shape. They're playing underman coverage. They hit it out, the weakness of the coverage, but then Golden Tate turns it into a big play right here. Never to give up, you know, shows his strength, and then his ability to get in the end zone.
Boy, and it's about the ball.
Yeah, you know what, you know, some guys can get away with it right there. I mean, he takes his chances right there. But, again, he lives on the edge. He plays on the edge. But that's what makes him such a great competitor.
Well, and as a coach, you would go, great play.
Yeah, that's right. If I'm on Detroit's side.
That's right. Thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Guys, thanks a lot. It's now time to get into the Jaguars locker room with defensive tackle Cindric Marks. Each week, he visits with a teammate. He calls it the Gold Room. We call it Players Only.
Today we're with Brandon Linder, man. Welcome to the Gold Room.
Thank you. It's pretty nice around here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I decorate it.
Okay.
Now, on this show, we want to really talk about players outside of football. Just a different perspective on the players. So, for most people who don't follow you on Instagram, you big into hunting and fishing. How far do you really go into hunting?
I mean, hunting and fishing is really, like, all I care about. You know, you got football. But in the off season, that's pretty much what I'm doing. And, I mean, that's what I grew up doing. You know, my dad grew up doing that, so he really taught me everything I know. But, I mean, my favorite thing is honestly spearfishing. You know, we're free diving. And that's I grew up doing that in the Keys in the Bahamas. So in the off season, that's what I do a lot.
Now, I've expressed that I love to hunt and fish, too.
Yeah, well,
I've never been invited.
That's not true.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Not true. Yeah, I've been invited, but you're like, nah, I'm going to golf.
Get out of here. Yeah, golfing probably taking over my hunting and fishing.
Has it?
Sort of. Now, you moved to center, man. Do you miss me? You know, I used to smack your head a lot.
I mean, rookie year, you used to get me a little bit, but, I mean, I had my fair share of wins.
Another thing you into it that I didn't know is nature photography. How you get into that?
Well, I mean, I'm always out in the outdoors, and yeah. I think I like taking pictures. I like capturing the moment. You know, for me, that's something in my downtime that I like to do. I like to make videos and edit pictures and stuff. So that's kind of how I got into it. You know, being out in the outdoors, I bought a camera. I talked with actually Rick Wilson. You know, he's our team photographer. He helped me out. But yeah, I mean, that's something I like to do that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah, now they know.
Now they know.
So which one would you rather shoot at, buck or big hog?
A big buck. Big old mature swamp buck. I'm talking old, belly on the ground.
Hey, cool, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. No doubt.
Thank you.
There's still more to come. Up next, a salute to service. The Jaguars celebrate local servicemen and women. And an easy buffalo chili recipe is coming up on Game Day Grub. This is Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Home.
And he is getting a hit. He's getting a sack. Aaron Coleman came off the cornerback blitz.
Come on, man. Send me. Send me, boy.
I see you.
Send me.
Aaron Coleman, Jags cornerback, mic'd up last week against the Texans, an important part of this Jags secondary. You can watch and hear the full Jags Wired segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. Now, last week, the Jaguars were out and about in the Jacksonville community visiting our local military. It was the Salute to Service Week, and Brian Sexton has more in this Baptist Health feature.
Bold, proud, committed. Those words bind the Jaguars and the local military. Both work hard to stand out among their peers and in their community. The Jaguars model their franchise to embody that segment of Jacksonville and North Florida that we all admire. For 1 week in November, the Jaguars went beyond modeling and expressing admiration. They linked arms with their brothers and sisters who serve this country and made sure that everyone could see how much they appreciate and enjoy their relationship with our armed forces. It was lighthearted and fun when players, Jacksonville, and members of the Roar rolled into Naval Station Mayport for an evening of bowling with more than 200 active duty sailors and their families. A trip to Naval Station Jacksonville was more educational as the players and cheerleaders got up close and personal with the brand new P-8 Poseidon, which patrols the waters off our shores for submarines. It was clear they were impressed with the plane, but also the young men and women who have the weighty job of protecting this country daily. The week bounced back and forth with important visits to Canines for Warriors, where they saw how dogs are trained to help warriors suffering from a variety of injuries and trauma, to playing video games in the U.S. Assure Club with players and service members, to assembling care packages that will be delivered to deployed servicemen and women. The city of Jacksonville called it the Week of Valor. The NFL called it a salute to service. The Jaguars and the military heroes they spent the week with called it amazing and enjoyed the time with one another as much as anything they did together. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Brian Sexton.
What a week that was. A great connection between the Jaguars and our local military. And it's now time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley, they have an easy recipe to keep you warm as the weather cools down.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We're back today at the Dreamfinders Model Home in the Palms of Nocatee, where it's a natural gas community. And I have with me today, once again, Tony, Chef Tony from Publix. And he is going to present and prepare and show us how to make what today?
Easy buffalo chili.
Awesome.
And I don't mean buffalo like New York with the wings and the hot sauce. We're talking lean beef here, lean protein, something to eliminate some of the fat out of our diet.
Which all of us Americans are trying to do.
Right.
Some of us maybe.
Got to slim down a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is a great alternative to that fatty ground beef that so much gets into our diet. So great thing. So we're gonna go over here to the stovetop.
Okay.
Our natural gas stovetop here. We have our pot here. It is ready for us.
This?
Oh, please do. I love the big spoon is awesome.
The spoon is back.
And we're going to put some onions in here, too. We're just going to cook this down just like we're making, I don't know, taco meat or anything, which that's a great alternative as well. So for tacos would be the buffalo.
Right.
So we're going to cook this till it's browned down. This consistent natural gas flame coming up ensures that this cast iron Dutch oven gets even heating all the way up and around. And that's one of the big advantages to this is that safe burn that we get and that even burning from the natural gas. So
nice.
We have this, I'm gonna put the lid on here real quick. We're gonna go over to this other pot where, voila, look, we had that ground buffalo just waiting for us.
Look at that.
So it's got the onions, it's got the ground buffalo. We're gonna start building some flavors, and this is easy, right?
Okay.
We have a chili starter that we can find over on the canned bean. Also, go ahead and pour that into our Dutch oven as well.
And chili is such a game day favorite, so this is a perfect recipe.
I love it on nachos. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie, man. You can put this on some nachos, that'd be good to go. We have a container of chunky salsa. Your heat is your preference. We have mild today, and we're gonna mix that in. And just to kind of, you know, bulk it up just a little bit more, we have some chili beans.
Perfect.
And put about half of those in there.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that's great. And we're gonna stir this up, and we're gonna let it simmer, right?
Okay.
We're gonna put the lid back on the pot, and we're gonna let it simmer a little bit until it heats all the way through. When we say easy buffalo chili, that's what we mean from our Simple Meals kiosk. Something easy, something you can get in here early in the morning, be done. Garnishes that we have, look at this. We could garnish with some of these diced onions that we started with. We have some cheddar cheese. We can use some fat-free or low-fat sour cream. We can even take some of these wonderful Pero peppers that we have here in Florida and use those and chop them up or put them in whole. You can pickle them. Them, heat them, whatever you want to do with them. And that's our easy buffalo chili we have, Michaela.
Thank you.
Looks good to me for that recipe. And I'll look at all the Game Day Grub segments. Make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. There's still more to come. Moving on to the Lions. A preview of the Week 11 matchup is coming up on Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Home.
The pick six was, you know, a stupid throw. You know, it's not... you know, the one off of TJ's foot, that stuff happens. You can't really control stuff like that. But, you know, when you have a play and you go through and the first progression is covered, you got to get off of it and go to the second rather than throw it to the other team.
Blake Bortles knows it's a work in progress for the Jaguars quarterback and this offense. Welcome back to Jaguars Weekend presented by Dreamfinders Homes. We finish up with Brian and John here. You know, the turnover margin is the big number, the worst in the National Football League. A lot's on the offense. Some is on the defense not getting it. You got to keep a hold of the football and not give it away, both sides.
Well, even beyond the turnover margin, it's minus 14, but it's minus 6 over the last couple of weeks. So it's really ballooned and just become this hot button season defining issue. It starts with the quarterback. It starts with being more careful with the ball at critical times. And then somehow you get a turnover on defense, which at this point, after 5 games, I don't know how you do that.
I can't add anything to that. But can I say this? If we have to talk about turnovers for one more week, right? Don't you think we should turn our seats over and let someone else come talk about them? Because because at some point you can't. I mean, aren't you tired of asking about turnovers?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, enough of the turnovers. Please, can we talk about touchdowns next week? Please.
If you get some.
Yeah, you got to get in the end zone.
Well, I'm not asking you guys. I'm asking
them. Okay, well, yeah. All right.
Touchdowns, guys. Touchdowns.
We'll see. It'll be tough this week. Lions are hot. They've won 4 out of 5, and all of a sudden they're in the first place seat in the NFC North.
Well, they're hot, but they're also gettable. They're a team that has trailed all the time, I think every game this year, and they've come back late. So it's not like they're a perfect team, but what they are is they're a clutch team, and Matt Stafford has made big plays at the end of games.
He's played well without Calvin Johnson, which I think surprises a lot of people. He's had to play better, and he has. Let's see if the Jaguars can disrupt him this week.
We'll find out this week at Ford Field Detroit, the Jaguars and the Detroit Lions. And that's it for Jaguars Weekend, presented by Dreamfinders Homes.